Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
Maricopa County wants you. County officials want to hire more than 2,000 temporary workers to help administer key parts of the Arizona election process.
We not only have 1,500 positions for poll workers, we also have nearly 500 what I would consider more of administrative and logistics roles.
Jennifer Lewer with the county says workers will help administer parts of the election like tabulation and early voting.
I can tell you it's really heartwarming to come in and see all these members of our community working together to ensure the integrity of our election system.
Good thing we didn't give in to the demands of election deniers and go to a system where ballots are hand counted, because the former senior election analyst for the Secretary of State's office, Garrett Archer, who's data analyst now for our TV partners at ABC 15, told me on the AZ Political podcast they would need a whole lot more workers than 2,000.
We're talking tens, almost hundreds of thousands of people just to be trained to count.
I don't want hard work to dissuade anyone from doing the all-American job of helping our elections run smoothly, especially the overwhelmingly friendly senior citizens I've met through the years at polling places. But there's another reason I might dissuade you, because after the 2020 election saw a huge number of threats against election officials and workers, people who had worked full time in local and state election offices for years and the people who had been elected to the offices that oversaw them decided they wanted no part of the crazy eyed folks convinced that they had stolen the election from their beloved Donald Trump, or here in Arizona, their beloved Carrie Lake. And with the U.S. Attorney for Arizona confirming that our state is number one for election threats, Adrian Fontes, the Secretary of State for Arizona, told me also on an AZ Political podcast.
Now in my office, this has become such a thing that we actually have a threat analyst employed in the Secretary of State's office.
Even though I saw most election workers as doing that job as a hobby, Fontes told me of the people threatening election workers.
It's as if it is some kind of sick and twisted hobby for some of these people. And it's just pathetic.
And he has a word for it. A word that starts with the letter T.
It's the most un-American and anti-American thing you can do, to threaten violence or to commit an act of violence for a political outcome. That's the very definition of terrorism. This is domestic terrorism.
That's why I guess it's apropos that this Friday's elections hiring event for Maricopa County will be held in an auditorium located at Lower Buckeye Road and 35th Avenue. At the Maricopa County Sheriff's Training Center. Maybe it's where they need to hold the training for the election workers, because they'll have easy access to the shooting range that way. Wonder if the job comes with a stipend for a bulletproof vest.